Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, October 7, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Christians are beaten in India, but the gospel spreading. The hope of Christ goes to a small former Soviet republic, and church planters go through boot camp training. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India as violence continues to plague Christians who are sharing their faith in this Hindu nation. That's the message from Dr. M.A. Thomas with Hope Givers International, a partner of Bible Pathway Ministries. He says students with Hope Givers were attacked as they were preaching on the street and handing out Bibles.
A group of anti-Christians, about 40 of them, came in and they took all the gospels and tracts and burned in the public place. They beat our students, two girls and one boy student. And our professor and one of our elders.
Thomas says despite this, the Lord is doing tremendous work.
The response is great. People are being saved. And this year, that means in February 2005, we are planning to graduate at least 4,000 new missionaries to go to the mission field.
Each student receives Bible Pathway books to help in their ongoing spiritual growth. Meanwhile, thousands of people are hungry in Haiti today as humanitarian aid groups struggle to reach those hit hard by Hurricane Jean. The storm killed hundreds and left thousands homeless. Evangelical Baptist Missions has been helping a new church in Haiti. EBM's Jim Burdick says this church wants to help both physically and spiritually.
This church has come up with a unique plan and actually contacted us and said, we have a plan here to help families in the flood and hurricane areas and would like to reach out to them. And all they are asking is for us to participate in any way they can.
They want to take in food, hygiene items, clothing, and the gospel. Burdick says you can help.
Foreigners can participate by sending money to the EBM office, but this is all going to be funneled through a Haitian church. And what that does then is allows us to come back in later on and say, hey, how else can we help with the ongoing types of things? Haitians reaching Haitians, and that's what missions is all about.
Go to our website to find out how you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Global Advance's David Shibley has always had a passion for helping the hidden heroes of the church. But in 1990, while preaching to a group of international church leaders, something happened that changed his focus.
The Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart. Spend the rest of your life putting men like that up where you're standing, and you go sit where they're sitting. Begin to lift up the hands of national pastors and church leaders. And so that's been our privilege over these last 14 years.
Shibley says since then, they've expanded the resources they make available to pastors.
We believe they need training, we believe they need resources, but they certainly need encouragement and a fresh revisiting of the vision that God has placed in their heart for their own nation. So we do continue to go. We're also utilizing the technologies that are available.
Global Advance now offers 100 hours of training on CD in native languages. They also have leadership materials and a website devoted to pastoral helps. For details, go to our website. Next, the Book of Hope has completed its first distribution in Armenia. National teams last month first presented the Book of Hope to school children. Russian team leaders trained Armenian youth who actually distributed the Books of Hope. Mission teams are excited that the Russian church is already sending missionaries to new nations. Pray as more distributions take place in the next couple of weeks and that there will be a powerful, positive response to God's word. And the Evangelical Free Church of America's Church Planters Boot Camp is wrapping up tomorrow. This week's event was held in Minnesota. It's an intensive 4-day training experience that covers the major issues a church planter faces in starting a new church. The goal is to give church planters practical skills that will allow them to see lots of fruit in the initial stages so that they can plant healthy churches. Their hope is seeing those churches continually multiply and reproduce. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.